Okay. Today is Daf Yud Beis. No, it's not. It's Yud Aleph. And we are actually on Yud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Here we go. Roa Osan Ratzin Achar Metziah. Your land. And you see somebody chasing after, running after a Metziah. Achar Tzvi Shavor, a deer, but the deer has a broken leg. In other words, you can catch that deer. If it doesn't have a broken leg, there's no way you're catching it. Or achar goes los shelo parchu, or young chicks that really haven't learned how to fly yet, which you can catch. A bird that can fly, you can't catch. It's your field. You invited your friend over. You have a huge field, and he's chasing after the deer, trying to catch the deer. So, but it's your field. So you say, v'amar, you say, zachsoli sadi. My field should acquire that deer for myself. If you say that, you know what? Zachsolo, it works. Why does it work? Because it's called the Kinyan Chatzar. We're going to get to it today. That's the whole daf. But Hayatzvi Ruts Kedarko. If the tzvi is running, it's a normal deer. Doesn't have hasn't hurt its leg. Oh, she gozals mafrichin, or the bird's a normal flying around. Va'amar, you say zachsoli sadi. I want my field to acquire it. Lo amar klum. You have said nothing. Okay. So machlokas actually, do you have to say something? You have to actually verbalize that, or it's automatic. It's machlokas. Some say it's automatic. It's my field. I don't have to say anything. It's automatic. If I want to let him go catch it, I don't mind. I'm mochel. Okay, you can be mochel. But otherwise, I don't have to say anything. It's automatic.
Okay.
I'm Rabbi Huda Mar Shmuel. Rabbi Huda says the name of Shmuel. That when we said that you could stand there, and when we said that if you say it's mine, then it's mine. Omid b'tzad sadehu. We're talking about a situation where you're standing there. Not that you're in your living room, or you're across on the other side of the country. No, your mama's right there. You're standing there. And you're watching this happen, and you say, I want it for myself.
So the Gemara says, V'tikni le sadehu. V'tikni le sadehu.
Why can't the sadeh acquire it, even if I am not there? What do I have to be there for? Why do I have to be there?
Says the Gemara, the Amr of Yossi Berbi Chanina, Chatzero shel Adam, Konelo Shalomi Daito.
My Chatzer can be Kone even without my knowledge. Why? Because it's my Chatzer.
We'll explain that in 1 minute. So the Gemara says, Hani Mili, when is that true that your Chatzer can acquire something for you? That's B'Chatzer HaMishtameres.
That's a Chatzer that is Mishtameres. What does Mishtameres mean? It's guarded. It has four gates all around it. It's enclosed. Then, whatever's in there becomes mine, even if I don't know anything about it.
But, Aval Chatzar She'ena Mishtameres. But if it's a Chatzar that's not Mishtamer, right? Then, E Omed B'tzad Tadehu In, E Lo Lo.
If I'm standing there, good. If not, not.
Why? Look at Rashi. The first Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi says, if I'm omeid b'tzad tadehu in,
if I'm standing there, it's good.
What does Rashi say? Da'achshav, because now that I'm there, he mishtameres al yado.
It's as if it's guard. I'm there. Now I'm there. Right? If it has a gate around it, it's as if it's guarded, whatever's in there is mine. If I'm not there, I'm not getting it. Take that back. If it's guarded, if it has a gate, or it's enclosed, I don't have to be there. The chatzar automatically acquires, for me, whatever's in there. That's part of the reason. Can't go anywhere. It's stuck in there. If it's not guarded, then it depends. If I'm there, I acquire it. And if not, not. Why?
Rashi says,
because now that I'm there, it turns into a place that's guarded. The Rashi argues.
The Rashi says no. The Rashi says, you know why it works? You know why such a thing works? Unbelievable. He says as follows.
How does a chatzar work? Why does a chatzar acquire things for me? So we're going to say it later, but the answer is going to be because it's like my shliach. It's a shliach of me. It's not a live person. It's as if it's a shliach of me. So instead of giving it to me, you can give it to my chatzar. Instead of giving it to me, give it to you. I pointed you, go collect the debt. So the guy wants to throw the money into my chatzar, it's going to work.
not an extension of you?
No, it's not an extension of you. One second. No, we're going to assume right now it's that you're, it's out of, what's the difference? Same thing. So it's an extension of you or it's a B'din Shliach, it's the same thing. No, it's the same thing with different words.
It's not, because if it's an extension of you, if you're not aware of something,
yeah,
then you're not acquiring anything. But if you're aware of it, you're acquiring.
We're going to get to that on a B'din. It depends if it's something good or bad, right? If you're walking down the street and you see an item, oh, I know Menachem would love that. You can do that. I don't know anything about it. Right? But you can't get, you can't hurt me. Right? That's what we're going to have on a base. What about a get? A get hurts a woman. So we're going to have that on a base. So either way, it's the same. It's really the same thing. Says the Rush, nobody would ever appoint a bad inferior shliach. Right?
Not knowingly.
So nobody will, nobody's chutzar that's not guarded, is whatever, nobody would ever do that. Nobody would ever make that into a shliach. It's not guarded. Says the Rush, you have to be there. Totally different thing than Rashi. Right? If you're there, it becomes as if it's guarded. Rashi has nothing to do with that. You have to be there, otherwise, what kind of shliach is this?
It's not a contradiction, it's just explaining it better.
What? Well, it might not necessarily be a contradiction. It might just be explaining it better. I'll say what he says. He says, Eight Adam wrote to Shia Chaveta of Biad Shliach She'enu Mishtamer. Nobody's going to give his stuff to a shliach that's not, right? Lachin, kona hachatzim midin yad. It's midin yad, like he said. Therefore, tzricha liyos kimo yad shel adam, she smuchalo. Lachin, therefore, tzarech she omed betad chatzero. And if you're not betad chatzero, if you're not there, then it will not become an extension of you. Okay? Yeah. I don't know, it's complicated stuff. Right, could be. It could be. Right, it could be. Now, umanat timra. How do you know this? The chatzah she'ena mishtameres, that by a chatzah that's not mishtamer, e omeid betad tzadehu in ilo lo. How do you know such a rule? Where do we come with this rule? Where do we come with this distinction? Says the Gemara, from the laws of shechicha. Shechicha is when you're when you're harvesting, the halacha is if you forget one or two stalks, you have to leave it for the enium. Okay? Now, here's a story. The Tanya. The Tanya, how you all made beir, you're in the city. You're nowhere near your field. You're nowhere near the field. The Omer, and you say, Yodea ani, I know. She'omer she'yeshli besadeh, that the stuff that I have in the field, I know, po'alim shechuhu. I know the po'alim forgot it. I know they're going to forget it. Okay? I know. He doesn't want to lose, nobody wants to have shecha. Right? Nobody wants to give more stuff to the ani. They prefer to harvest everything. All right, if they leave over, nobody lechachila does shicha. So the guy says, "I know what's going to happen, right?" And he's going to try to save the shicha. Why? Because we're going to see in a minute. You can't sometimes just because the workers forgot it doesn't mean it's going to be called the din of shicha if you, the owner, didn't forget about it. Okay, we're going to have a machlokas in a minute. You hear what I'm saying? Shechicha means both you and the workers forgot about it. So you're sitting in the city somewhere, you're on a city bus, you're nowhere near the... I know they're going to forget it. You know why? So the Raifat says it's because, let's say you told them to harvest 100. And maybe you got a message, you only harvested 99. So you know they forgot one. So, or you know that your field is very funny shaped, and there's a very good chance they're going to forget something. So what do you do to stop this? You don't want to lose all this tevua. What do? You say as follows. So again, Titania, Hayomid Be'ir, you're in the city somewhere, nowhere near the field. V'omer, you say, Yedani, I know, Sha'omer She'eshli B'tzadeh, Po'alim Shechu. I know that the workers are going to forget this. Lo Yehei Shecha, and you don't want it to be Shecha. Yachal, I would think, lo yehei shichcha, it shouldn't be shichcha, Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, v'shachachta omer, and you forget, basadeh, you forget it in the sadeh, basadeh, v'shachachta, Only if you forget it in the Sadeh, v'lo ba'ir. Not if you forget it in the city. Now what we just read makes no sense. And the Gemara is going to point out it makes no sense. Haguf akasha, we just said makes no sense. Amar, the first he said, yachal lo yeh shichacha. That I would think it shouldn't have to be shichacha. Alma, what do you see from that? Have a shichacha. It really is going to be shichacha. Right? V'nasiv lay Gemara, and then the Gemara said, we established the cases, b'sadeh v'shachachta. That only if you forget in the city, in the field, below here, not in the city. Alma, lo avishikha. Doesn't make sense, the whole brisa. Whole doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, you're right, it makes no sense. Elav hachika amar. Here's what's going on. Basadeh, if you're standing there by the field, you're watching them work, and you're on top of them, right? Then, shachuach meikaro, avishikha. If you forgot, you forgot, they forgot, it's all shikha. You're watching them, they're working, they forgot, nobody said a word, that's shechra. Zachor, if you remembered, this is a very funny looking field, I have to be very careful, I tell the workers, be very careful, otherwise they're going to, for sure, they're going to forget. Ulubasov shechuach, and then everyone forgot in the end, ain't shechra, that's not shechra. My time, or why not? The kivan dekoy gaba, since the owner's standing there, havalei chatzero, it's his chatzer, v'zach solei, and they are zochet. The owner zochet. The Maria Buf says, this is only talking about, if this were true, there'd be no rule of shikha. The shikha can take that mitzvah in the Torah, chuck it out the window. The Maria Buf says, it's only talking about a specific case where, I read his lashon, Shemani yedei al omer yesuam sheshachach. It must be a specific stalk, or a specific two stalks, That we're talking about. You can't have this rule, otherwise be no shikha. Every time the owner's standing there, anytime they forget one, I didn't want to forget that. And then become saved. After all, it's in my field, and I'm standing there. No. We're only talking about a specific type of situation, omer mesuy. I'm not sure exactly what that means. It means an identifiable omer, an identifiable stalk. Somehow, only in that rare case will this rule apply. Otherwise, there'll be no din of shikha. Right? If the owner has the right to save forgetting stalks out in the field, there'll be no din of shikha. So the Maria Buf says, it must be, we're talking about a very special kind of case, where there's an Omer Mesuyim, and since it's an Omer Mesuyim, you can save it. But a Stam Shikha, of course it's going to be shikha. Yeah.
Why don't you give an easier answer?
Yeah.
That if the owner himself is there,
yeah,
and it was forgotten, then he can't say it wasn't forgotten.
But the Bryce says he can say it. The Bryce says he can save it for himself.
But then it wasn't forgotten.
Well, no.
If he's physically there...
But he's not doing any work. He's sitting in the tower, making sure no one steals.
Doesn't make a difference.
He's
there and he sees, so it can't be forgotten.
Right.
If it's on his mind, it's not
forgotten. Right. So, you're right. That's not what's happening here. But then there's no shikha ever. Have it every shikha. Well, Maisa, shikha is, not that at the end of the day, we're going to have it in a minute. Shikha is, you finish that row... You forgot something, you gotta leave for the Ani. What do you mean he's up in the tower? Well, I didn't forget that, I'm up here in the tower. That doesn't count.
By the time he gets down, if it's left on the field, he lost.
But that's not what the Bryce is saying now. The Bryce is saying he could save it.
Shikha is when you gather it, it's not where you actually...
Right, so you're right, that's what we're saying. That just because you're not actually in the field...
But you aren't.
You're watching it, so therefore you're thinking about, you're toggling, so you're involved. So then the whole, which will re-transform the whole din of shikha. It doesn't mean when you're on the field. It means even if you're a balabas. No, who said that?
Or can we differentiate the shlech himself? The shlech himself, when you're there with the workers,
yeah,
there's no chasa with the shlichus. Because the shlichus is exactly what you want them to do.
Right.
And you see what they're doing. But when you're in the city, you're taking away a little from the shlichus. You're saying this worker is not doing everything that I want him to do. And I know he doesn't do everything I want him to do. He's not there.
Right.
So that it's a little less of a shliach.
Okay.
So the owner in that case can say that it's a little less of a shliach, so that it isn't complete shikha.
Okay. The Ravid says, he says, no, you're right. And what the owner said was, you better, like I said before, you better bring me 100 stalks. If you only bring me 99, then that 100th one that you forgot, I'm not considering shikha. That's what he could do. And we're not uprooting the whole din of shikha. We're not doing that. But he can give a specific number, they better be careful. And if not, anything else that's dropped, he can reclaim. So there's a problem with both those problems. Like, why he has the right to do that? Yeah. But the Rehobov also has a very good point. Otherwise, no shikha anymore. It's out the window. They both have a good point, but they both have a they both have more to say. Okay. So bottom line is, my time of why given to koy gabe habilechatzero v'zachsole avol beir. But you're on the stuck on the bus somewhere. You're nowhere near the field. Afilu zachor. Even if you know, even if you remember, you know that your field is crazy shape, and you know they're going to forget. All about self shachach and the pocket they forget. Have a shichra. That would be shichra. My time of why the lesser gabe. You're not there. Dilazachile in order to be zochet. What do you see? Being there is crucial. This whole shikha was just to tell you, you have to be there. Being there is very crucial. Okay? Says the Gemara, Mimai, who said? Who said that? Who said, who you're making a, this whole thing about chatzar mishtameres from shikha, who said? Dilma maybe, there is a kasavi. There is a kasav, that the Torah said, the basade nehevi shikha, in the field, we say it the reverse way. In the field, let's make a rule that in the field it is shechacha, ubair lo have shechacha, and in the city, in the city it would not be shechacha. Why? Because you're not there. Who said it has a din of anything about kenyan chatzar? It could be special dinim by shechacha. With special dinim by shechacha, we can make up anything we want. Amar Kra, don't think that. You know why? Because it says lo sashuv lekachto. That it's a special riboy of the pasuk lo sashuv lekachto l'rabos. It comes to include shichras ha'ir, shichras ha'ir. Even if you forget it in the city, this might not have anything to do with our case about chatzar mishtameres. These are special rules when it comes to shichra. Nothing to do with it, and that's how we're going to end up. Nothing to do with it. But now that we said that, so you want to tell me that the dinim of ir and sadeh should depend on our convention? No, it's a pasuk. The Gemara says, we need this pasuk to tell me that you have a lav. If you on purpose go back and pick up shechacha, that's a lav. So the Gemara says, in Kate, if that's true, name a krah, the pasuk should have said, lo sikachenu, don't take it. My lo toshuv, what do you mean lo toshuv? Lo rabos shechacha sa'ir, even if you're in the city, and we might have a heter to say, I don't want my workers to be so lazy and be so forgetful, be so clumsy. I'm there. No, too bad on you. But if that's the case, don't hire workers. Once something's done right, do it yourself. But I still need it for the following idea. L'kiditnan, that we learned. Shelefonav ain't shichacha. If it's still in front of you, it's not shichacha. Shela achrav ye shechacha. But if it's behind you, then there is shechacha. Why? Shehu b'val toshuv. Because you're not allowed to go back. What's going on? The halacha is as follows. The halacha is, let's say you're going down a row. You're going down a row. Anything you forget in that row, you're not allowed to go back. So as you're going, you're picking, you harvest, you drop one, you forget one, you're not allowed to go back. Let's say the row is 30 feet long. After 10 feet, instead of continuing, you make a right turn and you go do a different row. So is everything in front of you now shechacha? It says, of course not. Why? You didn't get there yet. You happen to be taking the right turn and you'll come back around. That's not shechacha. Shalafonav ain't shechacha. It's in front. I didn't get there yet. Shalachrav, I passed it by. That's shechacha. Okay? Those are the dinim of shechacha. If it's in front of you, you didn't get there yet, but why aren't you there? Because you wanted to make a right turn for whatever crazy reason? Good. That's not shechacha. If it's behind you, you passed it by already, that's shechacha. Shehu b'al toshuv. Why? Because you're not allowed to go back. Yeah.
It's a very complicated concept. It spends a lot of time on it even.
What?
Even the Mishnayos in the past
yeah.
Spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah. Zeha klal. Here's the rule. I know, I made it very simple.
Yes.
But the bottom line, that's the rule, right? Zaklal, don't worry, we have the Bells of Rebbe in a minute. Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol shub b'al toshuv. If you're not allowed to go backwards, any time you're not allowed to go backwards, why? Because you've done it already, then shichacha. That's shichacha. Kol she'en b'al toshuv. If it wouldn't fall into the category of b'al toshuv, don't go there. What do you mean? Why can't I go there? I was never there yet. I didn't go down that row yet. I made a right turn. I didn't go straight down. Then, eino shechacha, that's not shechacha. So, that's what I need this whole extra pasuk for. Tell me that din. Nothing to do with about whether or not you're there. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, no, I'm not quite, Yihiyah. It says Yihiyah. L'rabos, Shechat Ha'ir. An extra word comes to include that. V'chein Amar Ula, says Ula, V'husha Omed B'tad Tzadehu. He's standing there. V'chein Amar Rav Rachana, V'husha Omed B'tad Tzadehu. He's standing right there. Okay? Says the Belzer Rebbe. If it's in front of you, it's not Shechacha. If it's behind you, then it's already Shechacha. So he says as follows, unbelievable vart. Has nothing to do with Shechacha. Has to do with Hashem. I heard this vart in 2002 on a Pesach. I was in a hotel, and this guy said this vart. I was like, whoa, that's a good vart. And then when I came to the doctor, I said, I hope someone in the back said this. I can quote who it's from. Sure enough, the Belzer Rebbe said it. He said as follows, that somebody can, you know, we have a mitzvah in the Torah to think of Hashem, right? When these, one of these constant mitzvahs, many of them are in our hearts and in our minds. To think, Anochi Hashem, that Hashem is one, Shema Yisrael. These mitzvahs apply 24/7. So a guy can have the depression and think to himself, I just sat around for 3 hours, I didn't think about anybody. I didn't think about Hashem. I didn't do anything. Right? Says the Belzer Rebbe, and that's terrible, no? I wasted my mind. Says the Belzer Rebbe, no. Shalafanav ain't shechacha. If it's still in front of you, you still have more life to go. That's not shechacha. Shalacharav, that's shechacha. But neishu bal tashuv zeaklal kol shehu b'chbal tashuv shechacha. Shehu b'chbal tashuv ain't shechacha. Nimta delahi lefanav ain't shechacha machmas she'asid balabayis lachzar aleha. It's not shechacha if the owner is still going to go back to that part of the field. Lachay v'chein who mitzvah zechiras yichur Hashem yizbarach. The mitzvah to think about Hashem, all those mitzvahs. The af im chas v'shalom shocheach l'rega. Even if it happens once for a second, you forgot about it, right? Ain't that shechacha? That's not shechacha. Why? Because l'fanav. L'fanav ain't shechacha. You hear the word? L'fanav ain't shechacha. The takif yachzer aleha. Right away, so go right back into that row. Get right back into it. And therefore, v'lo having shechacha. That would not be shechacha. Don't get so depressed about it. It's the story here, this guy didn't want to go to shul. Because he woke up in the morning and didn't think about Hashem, he was all depressed. He said, no, l'fanav ain't shechacha, only l'achav is shechacha. So you still have more life ahead of you? It's not shechacha. It's an amazing word. How he could take this Gemara and turn it into that. And even though it has nothing to do with Bava Metzia, I couldn't resist. Okay, so we have not proven how we know there's an idea of that a chatzar, if it's a chatzar she'ena mishtameris, you have to be there. We haven't proven that. Now we're going to try again. Eitzve Rabbi Abba l'Ula. Rabbi Abba said to Ula. Ula just said, right, that in order for this to work, you have to be standing there. In order for this to work, you have to be standing there. So Eitzve Rabbi Abba l'Ula. Maisa, there was a Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel, Fizikanim, Shayubayim Besvina. They were on a boat. What are they doing on this boat? Says, I don't know why they're on the boat, but Rashi says that Rabbi Gamliel was afraid. He went on the boat, and he didn't give Maisa. What about Truma? So the Mefarshim point out, Truma, you can give one kernel, and then your whole pile is satisfied. So Mestami, he did that. He didn't give the full Truma, he didn't give a 40th, a 50th, a 60th, but he must have given one kernel. That's very easy to do. And then he went on the boat, and then he realized he forgot to give Maisa and Maisa Ani. So he was very nervous. His family members are going to eat it, and that's a problem. So he's on the boat. How can he give Maaser on the boat? Okay? Now, Tosfos goes to town. That how could a... You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to leave your house without giving Truma to Maaser. You're not allowed to do that. If you're a Chavar, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you're not allowed to do that. How could Rabbi Gamliel do that? And Tosfos has a whole nother pshat explaining what's going on here. We'll say it in a minute. The Marsha and the Marsha, both said Pashit. He didn't think it was going to be gone that long. He didn't think, of course he would never do that, Rabbi Gamliel. What happened? He had an emergency.
Or he was already left before the season started.
No one assumes that.
Why not?
I don't know, they just don't. So what happened? He thought it would be, you know how it is. He thought you'd think you're going on some emergency thing. I'll be back by lunch. Turns out you come back 3 days later. So he didn't know that. That's what they say. Tosfos has a whole thing. Tosfos says, now what happened was, of course, Rabbi Gamliel would never leave. He would never leave without being mafresh with Trumas and Maisers. What happened? We're talking about he didn't do biur, right? Destroying the stuff on Erev Pesach. The problem with that is, the Gemara is going to say in a minute that it was a year of Maiser Oni, and in the year of Maiser Oni, there is no din of biur. Beer is only in year 4 and year 7. My Sironi is in year 3 and year 6. So I don't know what, no one asked that question. Like, what's going on here with Tosfos? Tosfos says, it can't be that he gave that he went on a boat for a cruise without giving off Truas and Mises. Rabbi Gamliel would never do that. So Rav Ashash says, he didn't realize it would take so long. I don't know, why didn't Tosfos think of that? So Tosfos says, we're talking about beer Mises, not Bimafresh Mises. But beer Mises is only year 4 and year 7. And we're going to see in a minute that it was, Rashi says it was year 3 and year 6. Because he's giving Ma'aser Ani. Because he's giving it to Rabbi Akiva, the Ani, the Gabe for the Aniyim. The Rashi says, that what's Tosfos going to say? The one is given to Rabbi Akiva. Then it should be a Ma'aser Sheni year. And there's no Ma'aser Sheni anyway in year 7, it's a Shemitah year. The whole thing is difficult. Anyway, that's what's going on here. Rabbi Gamliel's on the boat, and he's trying to figure out a way, how can I be Ma'afresh my Truma? I'm not near the field. I'm on a boat. The field's over there. I'm on the boat. How can I do it? So I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says as follows. Isur Sha'ani Asid Limud, the Maiser that I will eventually separate and designate and give, I'm giving right now Nasun LiYoshua. I'm giving it right now to Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanani, who was a Levi. I'm giving it right now to Rabbi Yoshua. Umakomo, and the space under it, Muskerlo. I'm renting it to him right now. So he gets the space and the Maiser. All his. The Isur Achar Sha'ani Asid Lamud, and the Miser, Rashi says, Miser Oni. Right? And the Miser that I'm going to give, eventually the Miser Oni that I have to give, Nasun La Akiva Ben Yosef. I'm giving it right now to Rabbi Akiva, who's Rashi says, the Gabbai for the Aniyim, on behalf of the Aniyim. Kidei, Shiyizkebo La Aniyim, he can acquire it for the Aniyim. Umakoma Muskerlo, and the Makom will be rented to him. What? Why does he have to lease the land? How's he con it? How's he giving it to him? I'm giving you the Meister?
Yeah, well, I'm giving you the land. The land's not available for me yet either. I mean, maybe Kaka is different than the top, I don't know.
One second. First of all, what?
The basic answer is no way to acquire it.
Yeah.
Leasing is not yours, it's rental.
Right, so exactly. So now it's yours.
So this is a proof that you can acquire something.
Now it's yours.
It's not the
owner. What?
It's not the owner. It's leased land, it's your land. Anything on top of your land.
Of that.
But for them.
We're going to get to Agav in a minute.
But for them, it wasn't watched.
Huh?
But for them, it wasn't watched.
Right, that's going to be the right. No one's next to the land. That's going to be the right. No one's there. They're all on the boat. They're all on the boat together. They're all on the boat. Nobody's near the land. They're on the boat. The middle of the Atlantic Ocean. No one's on the boat. No one's in the land. They're on the boat. So your question is, why does he have to give him the land?
Well,
what?
Or if you're saying, let's say he's giving the land, I don't have to give him the food. Then. By definition, you give him the land, then the food is his also.
Who said?
I don't know. What you were just saying. No.
You want to give him the stuff on top of it. How's he cornered those items? The only way he cornered it is doing something.
So then he's giving the land.
No. If you give the land, doesn't help.
You can let rent the land without the produce.
He has to get my sir from the land.
Right.
He's giving the whole shebang. Why is he? But he
hasn't been mafresh. Yeah, the mafresh. Money is
mafresh. The mafresh takes care of everything else.
He's giving the land by definition.
No, your question is a good question. Why couldn't you just give him the miser? Why do you have to give him the land also?
How is he calling it?
But you don't say that.
There's no. One second. Bear in mind one thing. We're talking about miser.
Right.
It's a matana. It's a matana to the Levi.
That's the question he's asking.
It's not, you're not selling it. You're giving it to him.
If you're not mafresh the actual life, if you give him the stuff, your stuff that you want to use is still not good.
Why could these?
In order for you to use that, the other items, you have to be mafresh something. So he's being mafresh that. In order for him to do it, he needs to get do a kinyan. The only kinyan you can make is getting rid of.
Rashi says it. Rashi says the only way to acquire metalpolin is with a kinyan. The only way to acquire produce is through the kinyan. So there's no kinyan here because we're all on the boat. So I'll rent you my land, and then you'll acquire the produce because you're renting the land. Yeah.
There's no other kinyan.
What?
The point is just say give me the land.
But then the mice is not
acquiring the mice on top of it.
But then the other stuff that he has have not been offered.
What's in his mind? He knows that it's that's
What's the kinyan for the rental?
What? We're going to have Gemara's answer that question in a minute. The Gemara's answer that question in a second. The Gemara's answer that question. We assume right now that they paid for it. Because he said, Musk, I'm renting it to you. So give me, write me a check for the rental. And I'll give you the land. And then you'll acquire the metalton on top of the land. The Gemara's answer that question in a second. So, now, what, they were next to the land? No, where were they? On a boat. What do you see? You don't have to be near land to acquire land. So, Amalei says, Ula, Demei Hai Merabanan. Whoever asked that question, that Rav who asked that question, Kidlo Gmiri in Ishmaita. I don't think the guy ever learned a thing. What kind of question is that? I don't think the guy learned anything. Kiyasala Surah, when Rav Abba came to Surah, Amalahu, he said to the Chacham, Hachi Amar Ula. Ula, that's what Ula said about me, right? I don't know anything. Vahachi Otsvise. And he asked me this question, and here's what I have to say. Amalehu Merabanan, the Rabbanan said to him, Rabbi Gamliel, Metaltli Agav Mekarkoi Hiknilahem. No, Rabbi Gamliel was the metaltalin, the produce, agav the karka, he acquired to them. This is not a case of acquiring something when you're not there. Not a problem, right? It was a kinyan agav. I'm renting you land. Agav the land, you acquire anything on the land. If I sell you my house, you acquire the tractor, and you acquire the furniture, everything. Why? Kinyan agav, such a kinyan. Single kinyan agav. He's renting it to him, and I'm agav the rental, I'm giving everything on top of the land. Right? Makes perfect sense. Okay. And by the way, for kinyan agav to work, you don't even need the things to be on that land. They can even be in a different place. Makes no difference. That's what agav is. Agav is, I'm renting you or I'm selling you land, and because land is so chashuv, even metalton can be acquired this way as well.
So it's not a proof.
What?
So it's not a proof.
Not a proof. Not a proof at all.
Right,
it's not a proof at all. Exactly. It's a whole different case. So Reb Zeira Kible, Reb Zeira said, oh, good answer. Rabbi Abba lo Kible. Rabbi Abba says, not a good answer. Amar Rava, Rava says, Shapir of it. It's a good thing you didn't, the lo Kible. It's a good thing you didn't accept that answer. You know why? V'chilo hayolehem sudar liknos mimenu b'chalipin. Didn't have, no one had a kerchief? No one had a kerchief to transfer the land with a chalipin? Again, chalipin is a kinyan. It doesn't transfer any money. But at least it's a, right, in America, there's no such concept. In America, there's no such concept of acquiring something without paying for it. It's an unheard of concept. In the halacha, you have such a thing. It's called a chalipin. I'll give you my kerchief, and I'll buy your land. I'll give you my kerchief, and I buy the land. I have to pay for it later. No one gives things away for free. True. But the acquisition takes effect just on a kinyan like that. No such thing in America like that. It's only in halacha you have such a concept. By giving you the kerchief, I'm transferring the land to you. Of course you have to pay for it. I don't give things away for free. What?
Other good and valuable considerations to use right now.
Right, right. So why is he making it so complicated? Did no one have a kerchief on the boat? Ella, it must be. Tovas Hana. What are we talking about over here? Somebody had to pay Rabbi Gamliel for the right to get that, produce. I'm really down on my luck. I need the Ma'aser Rishon. I'll pay you to give me the Ma'aser Rishon. This must be what's going on. Otherwise, why don't you just do a kinyan suder? Says Rava. What a simple thing. Do a kinyan. Why do a kinyan suder? It must be there was a different thing going on. There was a payment going on, and tovas hana ain't a mamon. Tovas hana is not considered money. Therefore, Tovas Hana Eino Mamon, Liknos Mimenu Bechalipin. Hachanami, here too, Tovas Hana Eino Mamon, Liknos Al Gabe Karka. Tovas Hana, this idea of paying, is not considered Mamon, we had this machlokis already back in Baba Kama. The payment for the right to get Truma or Maisra from you is not payment, even though you have to pay for it. It doesn't have a din of Mamon. Therefore, it cannot work via agav karka. Cannot work via agav karka, and therefore, Rava answered the chacham in that way. Okay, so we're back to square one. How is it possible to to, how is it possible for them to acquire the produce sitting on a boat? Okay? Rashi says, so what are we doing? We're comparing the weakness of Kinyan Chalipin to the weakness of Kinyan Adav. That's what we're doing. Just like Kinyan Chalipin is so weak, it could not work with without a transfer if it's no money. So too, Kinyan Adav doesn't work in this weak case. Right? So it says because they're both weak. Even though, what does one rules of one Kinyan have to do with the rules of another Kinyan? What does Chalipin have to do with the Kinyan Adav? It says they're both weak. They're both very inferior Kinyanim, and therefore they go hand in hand. Whatever won't work by Kinyan Chalipin won't work by Kinyan Agav. Says the Gemara, Velohi. That's not true. Matnas Kahuna Nesina Ksiv Behu. Matnas Kahuna is not a dinyan of a Kinyan, it's a dinyan of Nesina. That's not true. You have to give it to the Kohanim. Therefore, Chalipin Derech Mekachomem Chahu, Metaltal and Agav, one second. Kahuna Nesina Ksiv Behu, says Nesina, Chalipin Derech Mekachomem Chahu. Chalipin is about Derech Mekachomem Chah. Metaltal and Agav Karka, Nesina Alimasahi. But if you're going to give Metaltalin Agav Karka, it's very strong. It's very strong, and that'll work. And that's how they acquired it. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says a whole different shot. If you don't have to go to any of this, what does he say? Das Acheres Machna Osan Shiny. If it's Das Acheres Machna, it works. In other words, if I'm in your field and I see an item, a Metzia, how am I acquiring that Metzia in your field? That's very different when if you're telling me something. You're the Baal there telling it to me. That's what you're doing, right? That's a cheres means. It means another human being. Reuven, Reb Gamliel, is giving the Meiser to Rabbi Akiva. He's there. He's giving it to Rabbi Akiva. You don't have to be near the land. Rabbi Gamliel is an adult. Rabbi Akiva is an adult. He's going to transfer the metalton over to him. Is this to be standing by his field? Of course not. But if there's no one else there, no other party, just somebody picking up a Metzia, how's he acquiring it? The only way he can acquire it is if somebody else is standing there. That's why it's different. Umanat Timra, how do you know that? It's obvious, because it's not. Our Mishnah says, Ron also rotten achar Metzia. You're chasing after a Metzia. And Rav Yirmiya Amar Rav Yochanan, the Amar Rav Yochanan, Vahu Sherot Acharehen. You're chasing after it. Umagian, and you reach it. And Ubar Rav Yirmiya, and we ask the following question. Matana Ha'ech, what about a Matana? What about a Matana? Not a, right? What about a Matana? Kiblu Minei Rav Abba Bar Kahana. Rav Abba Kahana said, Afal Pi Sherot Acharehen V'ein Magian. Even if you're running after it and you can't reach it, it's too fast, you can't catch it, but you can still give it to somebody else with a matana. My time, why? It must be that if there's another person there, meaning the owner of the field, he can give it to somebody else, even if he can't reach it. Why? Because he has his own das to transfer the item to someone else. Make sense? Amalei Rav Shimila Rav Papa, but wait a minute. Hare get the das acheres makna osa. What about a get? A man wants to give his wife a get, so he has das, she has das, and the Omar Ula, and Ula said, that the Hushomed is bezad besa, o chatzer, o bezad chatera. In order for you to throw the get into her reshus, she has to be standing there. She has to be there. Why does she have to be there? She can even be at work, you're going to throw it into her property, das acheres matno son. Says the Gemara, no, shiny get, it gets different, the isi bal karcha, because it's bal karcha. Says the Gemara, she doesn't have to agree to it. You can divorce her about karcha. Says the Gemara, what? Maski flor isheshes braid revidi. Falav kalvachomer. That's a kalvachomer then. Uma get to isheshes about karcha. A get which can be done by force. She omedes betzad besa ubasad chatera in. Ilo lo. The only time it's going to work is if she's standing there. So matana de midaita lo kolshkin. You want to give a matana. Of course the guy's going to have to be there. Why? That makes no sense. If a get only will work if she's standing there, why? Because it's bal karcha, and she has to be there for that. So for sure, matana, the guy has to be standing there for that. How can they give matana? He's not there. And we just said all along, since it's das acheres, the guy doesn't have to be there.
Why?
What?
Matana is for someone's chutz.
Oh, that's the Gemara's answer. El Amar Rav Ashi says Rav Ashi, chutzer is raboy mishum yad. A chutzer is really an extension of you. V'lo gar mishlichas, not any different than any other shlichas. So get, gabi get. When it's a get, the chov hula, it's a chov. Right? We assume that being divorced is a chov. We assume ein chovin la'adam ela b'fanav. The only way you can do that is if it's in front of them. So you want to put it into her chatzar? That's no different than putting it into her hand. You can't put it into her hand if she's not there. But gabi matana, but when it comes to a matana, this chusulo, it's a chus. Therefore, zachin la'adam shalav afanav. Zachin shalav afanav. They do not have to be there. It all comes full circle. That's how we started off. That's how we end. So when it comes to a matana, so of course you can pick it up to him. And get, of course you can. Doesn't have to be there. Now the answer's the boat. All these things are answered. What about a get? Yeah, it gets special because it's a chof. So however a chutzah will work, it can't be worse. It can't be more or better than you. And therefore, the person has to be standing there. We have not resolved our question at all. Whether or not what's this din stand by a chutzah, why the chutzah mishtameris is different than a... We didn't resolve that. We didn't really resolve that question about a chutzah mishtameris. Right? Right, but the Mishnah said that, but we didn't go any further than that. Now we just said that a chutz is an extension of you. So for a chov, you have to be standing there, and if it's not for a chov, you don't have to be. All right, we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow.